back. WNST, Towson, Baltimore. And Baltimore Positive, we're positively at Fadley's. We're at the world-famous Lexington Market. I can always see since 1782. I see it right out here. We are on Packer Street on the backside of the old market. The new market's about 100 yards to our left here. Fantastic experience there, but we're still doing it here. And I will shed lots of tears when they pick up all of these signs and move it into the new market. But Dr. Anthony Jenkins from Coppin is here. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. We are playing the Ravens scratch-offs. This is the first time I've seen them. I literally just opened them today. We have these. We're going to have them at Coco's in 2 weeks. We're going to have them at Drug City next month. We're going to have them at State Fair. We're having them here at Fadley's as well a little later on, giving these away. Our friends at Window Nation, I have the floppy hat, the fun floppy hat. It's a little seasonal, right? This feels like a summer hat. I'm going to have to talk to the folks at Window Nation. 866-90-NATION. You buy two, you get two free. I got my windows last year. And especially on these beautiful fall mornings with the window open and my kitty cat feeling that breeze going on. Big appreciation to Window Nation. And Jiffy Lube. They're going to be sponsoring us here throughout the fall on our Maryland Crab Cake Tour. So appreciation to them, Pete Blavout, and everybody there. I had my car Jiffy Lubed a couple of weeks ago over at Merritt Boulevard. Had a great experience there. So shout out to them. Coppin State has been our partners for a decade, our flagship. We do their basketball games. We've done some other sports as well. Big doings in the athletic program. But for you, you run the whole banana, right? So when I bring you on, just at the top, for anybody out in our audience who, they're familiar with Coppin, they see you on the news, they know about the basketball program. What kind of an institution is Coppin State? From an educational standpoint, what do you feed into the world that makes the world great?
You know, first of all, Coppin is a dynamic university. We have a unique place in the landscape of higher education within the state of Maryland. As I like to say, we are a small university that provide our students a large university experience, whether it's hands-on research, leadership opportunities, internships with Fortune 500 companies, federal government agencies. These are the things that we offer our students. We have nationally ranked academic programs. We are nationally recognized for our academic programs in social work, healthcare, STEM, criminal justice, computer science, business management. Forbes ranked our psychology program one of the best in the country.
I need to get some psych props on here and fix myself is what I need to do.
You know, our nursing program is ranked in the top or fifth in the estate, number one among all Maryland HBCUs. And we have faculty who are thought leaders and the forerunners in their respective disciplines. We accept students and we transform them into scholars. We have students who are coming to us from over 35 different states, the District of Columbia, and 30 international countries.
I've always been shocked when I'm just with your athletic program alone. Like, I'd have Sherm on, and I'd be talking about his kids, and I'd be up on Coppin State Sports, and just up on the roster and be like, Sherm, his kid's from Hawaii. How'd you get to Hawaii?
Listen, we have kids from Hawaii, Ukraine, Bangladesh.
I mean,
from all over the place, right? And so our brand is growing, and that's in large part because of the academics and our athletics. And so we are extremely proud of that. But one of the things that I'm also proud of is that we are the most affordable 4-year university in the state of Maryland, and our students come to us and they leave with loan debt that's lower than the national average. And we are providing more need-based and merit-based scholarships to drive that cost down even further. Because I believe cost should never be a barrier to a quality education, right? Money should never be a reason that a young person or anyone can't finish their degree. There's too many resources out here. And we are committed at Coppin to making sure not only are you in the right environment and you have the right nurturing, wraparound support services, but that you also have that mentoring and the financial support to help you finish your journey. And that's what we've been focusing on.
What's it mean to be an HBCU at this point? I mean, for funding, for location, for attractiveness to young African-American students that maybe I could go to Maryland. Maybe I could go to UMC. But now I want to go to a Morgan. I want to go to Coppin. That's where I want to be. I would think by the time they get to your door, they know what you're about, right? I mean, they've done,
Sure.
You're attractive to them already.
Correct.
If you're in front of them, right?
That's right. That's right. And so, you know, I think, you know, first and foremost, you know, HBCUs have always played a significant part in the landscape of higher education. And Brown versus the Board of Education decision didn't force HBCUs' hands to be diverse. We've always been diverse. That's a part of who we are. That is the value of our institutions. And so what I talk also a lot about is diversity and multiculturalism. Because you can have diversity and not have multiculturalism, but you can't have multiculturalism and not have diversity.
Oh, hold on. That's chicken egg there. Hold on. Let's start that again.
And all right.
We're going to do that slow. It's early
slow.
In the morning. Let me drink a water here. A crab cake and some fried oysters may make that
those,
better here.
Those crab cakes are smelling good. So
diversity.
Here you are.
Go ahead.
This is why our education is so impactful. Because we believe in preparing students for the multicultural world that they're going to inherit, right? So we just don't focus in diversity, because you can have diversity and not have multiculturalism.
Understood.
But you can't have multiculturalism and not have diversity. So the diversity piece is the smaller aspect of how we prepare our students. We prepare them in a multicultural, multigenerational environment, because that's the world that they're going to inherit. It is not just about black and white. It is about you understanding different individuals who come from different places, who think differently, look differently, and engaging with them and learning about them. You can't lead individuals that you've never taken the time to learn about them and their culture. You can't empower and engage those individuals if you have a very skewed perception of who they are, or if you don't know who they are at all. The world is changing so quickly that as an institution of higher education, I believe we have a moral and ethical obligation to immerse our students in that type of learning environment. That's what we're doing at Coppin. We're also being more intrusive in how we educate our students with more innovation and more active learning. We are using things like virtual reality, where our criminal justice students can walk through real crime scenes, where our nursing students can look at organs and identify if they are healthy, diseased. Our rehabilitation counseling students are working with students with schizophrenia and
Alzheimer's? That's okay. Multiple personalities?
Autism.
Autism.
And so they are working with students in real world settings using virtual reality, right? We are pushing the boundaries of learning and education at Coppin. And so
I might
all
not recognize
of these pieces,
some of this, right?
Yeah, I mean,
like if I went back to school like Rodney Dangerfield,
this would be completely different to you, right? Because that is the beauty of providing a quality education that transforms a student so that they're better prepared for the challenges that they're going to be asked to address. And so that's where we are at Coppin. And it's not, again, about 22% of our students who come to us self-identify as something other than African American. And so students understand a quality education is a quality education. The HBCU component of Coppin is significant because we're historically black. We're not exclusively black, right?
Fair enough.
And so students understand I can go here and get a quality education and I don't have to break the bank. You know, Grad Reports did a study recently where they looked at all 55 four-year colleges and universities in the state of Maryland. And they looked at where a student was 1 year after graduation with regards to their career field and their salary. Coppin is ranked 7th, outranking a lot of larger institutions in the state.
And more expensive institutions.
And more expensive.
Sure.
So as I tell folks, don't pay more and get less. Be smart about how you invest your resources and the return on that investment. That is what Coppin is about, and we're also making sure that we are better community partners. I'm excited about where we are and what we have going on.
Dr. Anthony Jenkins is here. We're at Fadley's. I know because of the smell. I know because these are here as well. All right, so tell everybody your background, where you're from, because we did that in the first time. But give your pathway here, because it didn't begin with crab cakes in the Chesapeake.
No, I wish, but close, because I was born and raised in Washington, D.C., the southeast side of Washington, D.C.
They don't have real crab cakes down there.
Well, they don't have real crab cakes, but they come over here and get some and just pawn them off.
I had Sean Merriman on the other day, and he's great. Ah, DMV. I'm like, you know, crab cakes stop right about Columbia for me. You know what I mean? Hey, Bowie, Columbia, Laurel, there's like a line there. I had the worst crab cake I've ever had in my life in Potomac.
Did you?
Yeah, and I don't want to bag on them, but here's what they did. And I told this story last month.
Go ahead.
Well, the Restaurant Association of Maryland, by the way, it's Restaurant Week. Take advantage. Buy local. Eat local. Take care of our people, right? And they've sponsored us the last couple of years for this. They gave me this place last August, and it was a little carry out. What are you doing, fried oysters right
That's
now?
Good.
I don't do
That's
deviled
good.
Eggs. They're yours. They know I don't eat those.
Thank you.
So I was doing 31 crab cakes in 31 days last August. This is like day 22. There's a place down in Potomac, and I'm not going to out the place. It was in a market plaza. Damn, you'll appreciate this. It was one of those high-end sort of weigh-the-food deli. It was a high-end boutique-y. You know, they had refrigeration with different things. So it said, we ship crab cakes. And I'm like, it's where Dan Snyder lives. It's down, it's total Washington Command. You're down there, way down Potomac, right? River Road area, right? Almost going across the bridge, Cabin John. So I said, all right, we'll take two, put them in the bag. We were going to a concert down in Manassas to see Styx. Put the food in the bag. We had some beer in the cooler. We got there. My wife gets the chair out. We got the music. Feeling good, you know. Open it up. Open the crab cake. It's my 22nd crab cake in 22 days with nine more to go. And I looked at it. And my wife's like, what's wrong? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm just going to try this. Because I'm eating crab cakes every day. I took one bite. I got a crunch. I crunch. I'm chewing it. I'm like, what is that? That's celery. All right, hold on. And I took another bite. And I put it down, and my wife was videoing me because we're trying to do this on the internet to kind of help businesses. They took a chicken salad recipe and put crab in it. So they made chicken salad.
Terrible.
With crab meat.
Terrible.
I don't know what they did to it, Damien. I have no idea. But that's not what they do here at Fadley's. The Fadley's,
it doesn't look like this.
So when did you had crab cakes when you were a kid then?
Yes. Yes, crab cakes, big on crabs.
You've never had a Fadley's crab cake?
No.
So this is my first. Your life's about to change, is what's about to happen.
I was thinking about this last night because I was asked yesterday if I had ever had one. They said, listen, it is the
greatest. You're a smart guy. So, you're a doctor. I saw this on your card. How do they let you be a doctor before you've had a Fadley's crab cake?
Because doctors are not always the smartest people in the room.
Oh, all right. That makes me feel better about being here. So, for the Baltimore side of this and doing things like this and coming to Lexington Market, did you ever go in the old market here before it was?
No.
So this is the old market. Okay. It's been here since 1782.
Okay.
Right? How many years for your family? 18, what was it?
1886.
1886. The Fadley family's been here, right? John Fadley.
Okay.
And the Hans now. But so this whole market is where I came when I was a little boy.
Okay.
And about a year and a half ago, the end of this, and the new market's about 100 yards that way.
Okay.
This is the last piece. This is the end of the end, and we're about to move this way, and this is going to be gone. Since 1782, this has been 250 years.
Yeah.
You talk about historically black college, you talk about the history we have in this city, and as a kid growing up, just coming down here as a little boy, not appreciating it. I was there the day Harbor Place opened in 1981. That's 40 years ago now, right? Like, the history of the city, and when you drive through here, there's just something that's different about the East Coast and different about Baltimore. And I think when you're recruiting to this university of yours, there's something to say about there's stuff you can get here you can't get anywhere else.
Oh, yeah, sure. But, you know, no question. And that's a part of what we do or we use to our strength when we recruit students. As I said earlier, internship,
Then bring them down here and get them a famous crab cake. They're staying in Baltimore. They're coming to Kauffman.
Well, listen, now that I know.
They might
want
to go to Morgan, too. You got to watch out.
Now that I know, I will bring them on the circuit and make sure that we stop by here.
Change lives.
But this is a part of Charm City. And so when we're recruiting students, we're talking about all of this. We are telling students that here you have access, and exposure is so important to the growth of any individual. You can come here and you have not only what Charm City has to offer, but you're also in close proximity to Washington, D.C., New York, Philadelphia, right? I mean, this is a great location and a wonderful place to be. And for students who are coming to us from the West Coast or from the Midwest, they've never experienced this. When we have international students who are coming to us, many of them have never experienced snow and cold weather and those things. So we prepare them for the excitement of that and how it's going to add to their holistic development as a person, and prepare them to go out and do the great things that Eagles do. So selling Baltimore is the cornerstone of selling Coppin. Because in my opinion, we are inextricably linked. Listen, every great city should have a great university. Coppin State is Baltimore's great university. And we are committed to making sure that our students, our faculty, our staff, all those who visit our campus, who bump up against us, understand that we're proud of Baltimore. We embrace Baltimore. Baltimore has its challenges, as does every other place I've lived, right? Washington, D.C., Florida, Texas, North Carolina, the Commonwealth of Virginia, Illinois. I've lived in all of those states, right? And so I know firsthand that there's nothing here in this city we cannot fix. It's going to take an approach that requires business leaders, elected officials, community members, and institutions of higher education. And as an anchor university in West Baltimore, Coppin is committed to that. And so I'm excited about where we are, where we are headed. We'll have the opportunity to talk about the, you know, growth of the institution from a brick and mortar standpoint and from a student enrollment standpoint, because I'm excited about that.
Is enrollment up?
Enrollment is up across the board. Overall headcount for us this fall is up. In fact, let me say
this. How many kids go to Coppin?
So right now we're going to be just over 2,100 students. And so last year, we were one of only three institutions recognized by USM in the system to see freshman enrollment growth. This year, we're going to see overall growth again. We're going to see growth at the incoming freshman level, growth at the transfer student level, growth at the graduate student level, and our housing is 100% occupied. So right now, we are doing great things at Coppin. Not to talk about the historic fundraising, the historic research that we're doing. When I got to Coppin on an annual basis, we were doing, in 2019, about $1.3 million a year in fundraising. My first year, we took that up to 2.1. My second year, we took that to 4.7 million in 1 year. This year, we finished at just over $6 million in 1 year. And on the research side, because we are very intentional about our research, in 2019, we were doing about $1.2 million in research. This year, we closed the books at $14.1 million in research. And so we have the wind at our back. We're doing great things. My faculty is second to none. My staff are dedicated beyond any that I've ever worked with. I am proud to be the president of Coppin. It is a phenomenal time to be an Eagle, a phenomenal time to be at Coppin.
So if you and I hit the lottery and we had $1 billion to give you, what's the next thing that's going to happen there? What's the next thing that will be invested in there from a growth standpoint?
So we are in October, I'm going to cut the ribbon on our new College of Business.
Okay.
All right, nearly a $50 million College of Business, state of the arts. It's incredible. I have a new residential facility that I'm breaking ground on in summer of 2024 because my housing
100%,
is 100%. I have young people living off campus right now. We have a partnership in downtown Baltimore that we had to house students off campus. And so I'm very excited about that. I would take that $1 billion and I would invest in three phases: our living learning community at the institution, our academic enterprise, and our athletic enterprise. I need to build our young men a baseball stadium. We are the MEAC champs. We have the best baseball stadium in the MEAC, and we compete second to none. they don't have a home baseball stadium.
Yeah, I talked to Sherm. Right? They get down to Anne Arundel County and play,
yeah,
right?
I mean, we for 20 years have been traveling to Anne Arundel County, right? That's not how you treat a championship baseball team. And so I'm going to be asking folks to come to the table and help me build a baseball stadium.
See, that's why I knew if I asked the right questions, I get answers,
right,
out of you, you know?
So that's one of the areas. And we're going to continue to invest in our faculty, our academic programs. We have rolled out several new academic programs, from data science to master's in teacher education leadership, a cybersecurity engineering program, fully online degree programs. I mean, we're just doing great things at Coppin. And folks are looking at us for the first time, and some are peeking back over the fence again because they can't believe what's going on at Baltimore's hometown university.
Dr. Anthony Jenkins is running things up at Coppin State, so I got to get him out of here. He's about to eat the world-famous Fadley's Crab Cake. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with our friends at Window Nation and Jiffy Lube as well. We're out on the road. Orioles are playing well. Ravens are starting the season. Fall is here. If we feel some normalcy.
Good. That is good.
Right? It's got a little. It's different. It's not like any other crab cake. It's a mustard forward crab cake. People ask me all the time.
That is delicious. That is great.
Yeah. Have you had the little cherry tomatoes yet? Those are my favorites too. All right. I'm going to get Damian on. Leonard Raskin's going to be down here. We got crab cakes for him as well. Come on down to Fadley's. Visit down here one last shot before they move 100 feet away and into something newer and brighter and better. She keeps swearing that every single sign in here, she said, it's going to look and feel just like the old one, that's what we're going for. So we're going to continue to try to do that. But it's football season. I've been planning this all summer long. Damian's going to be here. Leonard Raskin's going to be here for Raskin Global. Check this out. This is Raskin Global. He has his crab feast. So this is a crab mallet with the beer bottle opener on the side.
Look
right?
at that.
I mean, that's ingenuity.
That is.
Right?
Talk about
pending.
Innovation.
They must have gone to Coppin, I'll tell you right there. So I'm going to have Leonard Raskin. It's always good to see you.
It's always
a
pleasure.
And I want to say from my leadership standpoint and my institution at WNST, we've been partners 10 years. I remember going over and sitting with Ruffin over Coppin and saying, hey, man, you know, we need a flagship. He wanted to get the games on. I said, you can hear us on your campus. Let's do this. And it's just been great getting to know all of your coaches, from Sherm and women's, men's basketball when Wam was here, just everybody. But having Stu up, but more than that, Ruffin brought the mascot this week.
That's right.
Did you miss the mascot? The mascot was here. The mascot was here.
So what we've done is that we now have 3 eagle statues on campus. So the next time you're on campus, they're right in front of the actual Eagle Center, the basketball arena. Jackson is there, ready to greet all Eagle Nation fans. We have one in the heart of campus around our living learning community. And we have one on the backside of the PEC. It looks just like Jackson. Students are loving it. Families are loving it. It's a great added value to the university.
So, look, I collect these 1970s rock and roll belt buckles.
I
these
see
are
it.
My thing, right?
Look at that.
So, today, I wore this for you.
Thank you.
Eagles, right? Perfect, right? I said, man, some days I'm confused. Like, should I wear Led Zeppelin? Should I wear Boston?
Glad you wore the Eagles.
I have several Eagles. So,
there you go.
He is the president of all things Eagles over at Coppin State. You can go to Coppin State Sports and learn about everything that's going on, including December 20th. Is that sold out already, or what's going on? Like, that's
it is. It is. Look, tickets are going gone. You need to go to our athletic website at Coppin State University. Look for tickets again. October 1, I think those tickets will go out to the public. But
that's
going
to last about 30 seconds.
Probably not
She's
even that long.
She's the biggest star.
Star.
The biggest female star sports athlete in the country, right?
She is huge.
I'm thinking gymnast. Golfers, you know, what, tennis players. I mean,
yep.
Coco's pretty big right now.
Coco's really big.
But
I'm trying to get Coco to campus, too.
Yeah, she's bigger than Coco right now.
Well,
she's from Baltimore. more.
Look, I am bringing Angel to campus. I'm trying to get Coco to a campus. And listen,
you really be doing something. You get her to transfer in. But I don't want to upset Maryland with that.
Don't do that to me. All right, I have people coming at me more than what they are now. But listen, we have our Coppin Golf Classic September 20th.
Where
we raise funding to support our student athletes. Greystone Golf Course.
Beautiful course.
It's a beautiful course. I would love for you all to come out. Join me. You can go to Coppin State University's website. Go to our athletic page. You can find all information. Space is very, very limited now. We are down to maybe one or two more teams
this
left.
This week, yeah.
But we have a goal to raise $100,000. Last year, we raised $70,000, exceeding our goal of $50,000. This year, we have a goal of $100,000. We're going to hit and break that goal. Our golf classic is the best golf classic in Maryland.
Stu going to be there?
Stu will be there. All right. And I encourage everyone to come out and have a great time. We have golfing and we have non-golfing events. We have putting contests against my wife, the First Lady of Coppin, Twinette Jenkins. We have wine tasting. We have live music. We have cigar rolling. We have all those great things going on because that is how Coppin do it. We're having fun, and learning and growth and transformation should be fun. And that's what we're doing at Coppin State University.
I want to see Stu swing a golf club.
Yeah, you and I
both. You know, Brian Billick's our partner here, and Brian's 6'8", like him, right? And Brian swore off golf forever, like hated golf all his life. He turned 65. He moved to Minnesota. He's golfing like 6 days a week now. He said to me 2 weeks ago when I talked to him, he's like, if there's not golf there, I'm not coming. And I'm like, that sounds so weird to hear you say that after 20 years of hating golf.
Wow.
But being tall and golfing, yeah. Man, I got my yeah. back's killing me this morning. I can't think about swinging a golf club. Love you, Classic Five, but I'm not for me today. All right, Dr. Anthony Jenkins got to get out of here, get back to educating the fine students in West Baltimore. We're at Fadley's. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery, Window Nation, and Jiffy Lube. Leonard Raskin's going to be here. I have not gotten into this crab cake. I've been crushing these yeah. fried oysters
yeah,
over here
good.
Before they. I'm going to have a few more of those. I'm going to have a crab cake. We're going to continue on. It is the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. We're back for more at Fadley's at Lexington Market. Stay with us.